Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sota Daf Yod Ches, Sota 18. And we had said in our Mishnah that a woman, when who is accused of being adulterous, she has to hear an oath from the Kohen, and she says, Amen, Amen. She says Amen twice. Why does she say Amen twice? So Rameir is saying, she's saying Amen that I did not commit adultery with this man, Amen shelo nitmesi, and Amen shelo etma, Amen that I will not commit adultery with another man in the future. And so that's what the bitter waters are testing her, that not only did she not commit adultery, but she will not commit adultery. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara is saying, what does Rabbi Meir mean? It doesn't mean that if she will commit adultery in the future, that the bitter waters will test her now, because that's not possible. We don't assume that even through divine foreknowledge that a person can be punished now about something they'll commit in the future. It means, but when she will in fact commit the adultery, if she will commit the adultery, then the bitter waters will rise up within her somehow, supernaturally, that if she will commit adultery, even years from now in the future, the bitter waters that she drink now will actually test her and punish her at that point. Not that the bitter waters will punish her at this moment when she drinks them, but if she will eventually commit the adultery, then the bitter waters will rise up within her. Meaning to say that a person will never be punished now about something they will do in the future. That's a fundamental concept within the Torah, and that's being reinforced at this point.